This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Welcome to Mitchell Levy Presents Aha Moments. Mitchell is a thought leader, entrepreneur, and TEDx speaker who helps you think big and lead an authentic life. Each week, Mitchell gives leaders the inspiration they need to make a greater impact and share their genius with the world. Now, here's Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and I'm in the midst of doing something really spectacular. In the midst of interviewing 500 humans on their credibility. These are powerful people talking about who they are, what they do, how they relate to the world, who they serve, and it is absolutely worth listening to. You're going to get a really great point of view of who they are. You're going to get ideas and aha moments and how you can present yourself better. I've taken three of those interviews, they're 6 to 10 minutes each. Taking three of those, combine them to be this episode of Mitchell Levy Presents Aha Moments. Please enjoy. If you like it, click on the like button and subscribe to our channel. Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Manny Wolf, who supports visionary leaders that want to speak but don't have the time to deal with all the details. Manny, welcome.
What's up? How are you, man?
I am absolutely fantastic. It's always great to be in your presence. So tell me, what is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
Helping visionary, successful, busy coaches and authors who want to speak from stage and just have no idea where to start.
By the way, for those that know what I do, you could now see where there's definitely synergy. And so I do the same thing, but we create the book. So I know exactly the audience you're interacting with. I'm very excited about your product. Tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Well, so there are a number of things that we do inside of that sort of mission statement. We will find and apply to speaking opportunities on behalf of our clients. We also help them with their social media, personal branding, and we help them get national media and local media attention so that they can raise their credibility and, you know, move into that expert position status.
So tell me, when I'm hearing these words, the dollar signs keep racking up, and I don't want to ask you the price point because that's people can reach out to you there.
Sure.
But what I remember when you said how much it was very reasonable. Tell me a little bit more about what is it that you do, or how is it that people actually truly benefit at the end of the day?
Well, speaking from stage has a ton of benefits that I think some of us are acutely aware of, but a lot of us get so caught up in things like funnels and ads and, you know, whether or not their social media strategy is optimized and things like that. They forget what can happen on 1 hour in front of, let's say, 300 people who are a good fit for your message and your energy. I don't know of any other place that you can get the same sort of leverage for an hour of your time. And so that's what we want to focus on.
Got it. So in this case, just thinking it through, it's not always paid speaking gigs. It's in some cases helping people figure out how, when they speak for free, but in front of 300 people, or in some cases even paying for it.
Yeah.
But you're in front of the right audience. How are you going to monetize?
Right. The thing that I sort of feel almost evangelical about is the power of the free gig, as I call it. I just had a student, it's about 3 weeks ago now. She got invited from the social media strategies that I taught her. She got invited to speak in front of 2,000 people. And this was absolutely her ideal client base. She actually got two standing ovations, one in the middle of the talk, which I'm so proud of that, man. But the thing is that with no offer, no pitch, no sales, nothing like that. She just told her story. She just stayed in her truth, man. And she wound up getting 48 hot leads that converted into 25 clients. And this just blows me away. The lifetime value of a client for her is about $23,000. So it was over $500,000 she booked.
That's
from one free talk, you know?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, so Manny, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I've personally got about 1,400 hours logged on the stage between musical performance, acting, and public speaking. I know the area, I know the arena, and I love it. Interestingly enough, I'm not that called to speak anymore. I don't feel the itch like I used to, but I love working with other people to get them there. And through those experiences, I first started training speakers. Every speaker I spoke to said, "Can you get me booked?" You know, they're like, "Great, you can train me. That's wonderful. Can you get me booked?" And so a couple of years ago, I finally made good on my promise to all these people and said, I'll do something for you. I'll make a program. I'll make a service. One thing led to another, and I realized very quickly that there's a sort of a gaping hole in the market. You've got the very passive things like most speaker bureaus, the speaker websites, things like that. And then you've got the very, very sort of deck stacked against you things like agencies and like, I guess you could call paid bureaus are also sort of like that. There's a big hole in the middle. If you've got the message and the fire and the passion, and thanks to social media, I see that there are probably millions of us who genuinely have that, you know, but you don't have.
It's a good audience base. No, I got it. It's
wonderful.
But I want to derail you for a second on that, because there's definitely a need. But on the credibility piece, tell me, in addition to the you being able to do social media and funnels and the other things that help book speakers, just give me a teeny bit on that.
So the real main strategy is get you a great signature talk, which I have created a really, really powerful framework for that. Get you positioned on social media, which is, of course, your proxy in the digital world. It's where people are going to go to look at you so that you are represented as the pro that you are. Get you ideally some national media attention so you can ethically say featured on or as seen on. That's a very powerful set of trust triggers. And then get your butt on stage so you can just tell that powerful story. One of the things that I think is so important there, Mitchell, is I wanted to be able to help people to have these results without having to learn how to sell, without having to learn how to pitch. Because a lot of us, especially the people I consider visionary coaches and authors, we don't really want to learn sales. We want the money. We want the impact and the service. But for many of us, sales either feels icky or like a whole new discipline to master. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do it. If you're interested, by all means, do it. It's a great set of chops to have, but you don't have to do it in order to attract lots and lots of business and make a huge impact.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
I love to be a cheerleader and very, very present, primarily on Facebook. Facebook and me have a long running, we got a thing going on. It's like me and Mrs. Jones. That's where I spend most of my time professionally, and I like that I can blend it with personally. I like the community I've sort of been brought into there. And, you know, I like showing people what I know, but I also like highlighting what other people know.
Well, I remember somehow seeing a post that had talked about something of interest, and I said, yes, I'm interested. Next thing I know, we're in a conversation, and either that day or the next day, we're actually in a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And so in terms of learning how to interact and how the world works today, that is certainly that something that got me interested in you and got you and us talking about what we might do together, and certainly got you on the show. And you being able to demonstrate that in a very human way was really powerful.
Well, thank you. I'm a huge advocate of giving real, actual value away for free. I know you are too. And I will share that it it was a stepwise process, like getting into cold water. You know, I always felt like I had to hold a little bit back. And the more that I trust that you can give everything away and the universe returns it to you, like a 1,000-fold, 10,000-fold, you know, the more I see it happening. So the more I trust it, the more, you know, I'll see it when I believe it. Right.
So much is true.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Listen, guys, you're hearing this, if you're seeing this and you recognize that, yeah, you know what, you've wanted to be that speaker and you've wanted to do something. And maybe you've thought, it's got to be paid. Right. Right. So, because we all have sort of these old dreams that may not exist today. I'm thinking that it's important that you reach out to Manny Wolf and hear why maybe some of the models, some of the approaches that he's taking and see if it's a good fit for you. Manny, how best should people reach out to you?
Just come find me straight on Facebook. I'm the only Manny Wolf with this mug. There are actually quite a few of us on Facebook. But just reach out to me and let me know why. Even if we're not friends, you know, the one thing not to do as sort of a pro tip is just send a friend request. Like you, I get hundreds a day and I'll never know. So a friend request along with a message, you're in.
I like it. And by the way, if I knew you were going to say that, you know, just like with Deadpool, he had the mask of somebody else. Right? Yeah. I would have had the Manny Wolf mask that I would have hung up on. So.
If only.
Well, anyhow, I so appreciate you sharing your credibility with us today.
Man, I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, Mitchell.
Oh, my pleasure. And for those watching, click on the like button, share with your friends, because we need to spread the word of Manny and what he's doing. And you guys have a great rest of the day. See you at the next episode. Take care. Bye now. Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. And welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Dr. Flo Falehi, who is a dynamic leadership expert, business advisor, management consultant, and executive coach. He helps leaders and organizations humanize and maximize disruptions. Dr. Flo, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitchell. Glad to be here.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Hey, so what is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
So it's simple. Mine is simply leaders who are questioning their effectiveness.
Wow. That's kind of like a bombshell. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing you say that, having sat on the board of a public firm, having run a CEO peer group for a bunch of groups for 10 years. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking now about everyone that comes to mind, and it's shockingly huge. But tell me a little bit more. What does that mean? And what do you do?
Absolutely. So this is something that many of my clients really talk about. And they complain a little bit about wondering if what they're doing actually resonates and is impactful. In essence, they question their being, themselves, their work, everything about them. Even though people on the outside might think these folks are amazingly successful, they're actually getting stuff done. Some of them, in many instances, really are not living in the center of their purpose and their calling. So that's really what I do. I help them discover, help them in some instances rediscover, and then in many instances develop and then deploy that true self that they are to the world.
And like, I'm just going to reiterate. So you're helping the leaders either rediscover if they had it at some point in time, discover if they haven't quite figured out their purpose,
right,
and then take it to the next level of really incorporating it and deploying it and sharing it so that those around them can see it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. So how do you have credibility to do what you do?
That's a beautiful question. So the combination of instances or ways that has actually been achieved. One is through my educational background. I have a PhD in organizational leadership for a few years now, been in this space. I'm actually a Forbes certified executive coach. and my experiences, as well as just the results I've been able to actually glean and actually have proven from clients that I've worked with across Fortune 500 companies, as well as non-for-profit organizations and even local community leaders as well. All of those things really enable me to continue to do what I do. And I think that's where the source and that's the core of my credibility.
And I'm just trying to wrap my arms around. Hmm. So are there numbers you could say, or is there a particular, you don't want to give names or anything, but is this some example of like, I'm just trying to put my arms around because I'm visualizing in my mind who could have used this service at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Is there something you could add to that?
Absolutely. So oftentimes, especially in the workforce that we're in today, we have a multi-generational workforce. We have a multicultural workforce. We're in a global community. In fact, I'm certain that many of the viewers, as well as those who get a chance to watch this video, come from across different places across the globe. So one of the key things that has drawn as well, and that has led to, has moved us into in the workforce, is that a lot of people actually are just doing what they've been told without a deeper sense of what really they're about, right? So I cut across folks in the continent of the United Kingdom, in the US. I also work with people in Asia, and I also work with people from Africa as well. So my job doesn't really narrow itself to just a certain zip code. It's a global village. I play in a global space, and I've actually mentored, coached, worked with hundreds of leaders, to be honest with you.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh, beautiful. So there are a couple of channels. So I teach, I speak, I consult, I also provide a ton of content and materials on social media, right? So I have a YouTube channel, I have LinkedIn, and I also write. So I blog and I have a website. But I think the best, when you look at all of it, the best thing is, often I challenge people, if you're looking to get some more insight into kind of what I do, my webinars are actually one of the easiest way to get a taste of what that looks like. So, for example, I just ran a session where I talked about moving people from significant, from just work to significant. I call it the journey to significance. And what I was trying to do with that webinar was really help people to know that it's not just about money. Don't just count the bills.
Oh, yeah, that's not part, that's not part of the purpose.
Exactly. Look at success from the lives of people that you touch, that you impact, that you transform. So that's exactly how I reach out and I push out my content.
I hear you, but I wasn't talking about just what you push out, how you get out, but also how do you interact? Like, how often do you spend a lot of time on LinkedIn? Do you read other people's stuff? Do you share like it? Do you interact? A little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So I think this is fascinating, is that to learn, and everyone that actually wants to be relevant, not just today, but also into the future, must keep learning. So one of the key things I love to do is read other people's ideas. So I subscribe to a number of newsletters, a lot of bloggers, and I'm actually very open to thought leaders across different industry. And when I find content that I think is very pertinent and helpful to me, I share on Twitter, I share on LinkedIn, and oftentimes leave a comment for people as well in their article to ensure that we keep the conversation going. I truly believe it's about all of us. And the moment that we're all trying to be the wild, wild west or the lone wolf, we break the chain. And this economy, when the gig economy, when a different phase and dispensation, is about us working together, building momentum, empowering each other and learning from each other.
Got it. Oh, I love it. I love it. I agree with it. And I appreciate you. And so now I want to talk to somebody watching. So listen, you know who you are. I have to tell you something quietly. And if you are questioning your effectiveness as a leader, you want to sit back, you want to reach out, you want to talk to Dr. Flo and learn a little bit more. And maybe what happens is you'll be a different person on the other side of your engagement.
Absolutely.
Dr. Flo, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
That's great. So I recommend that people go to my website. So it's got contact information. That website is www.flofalai.com. So that's one way. Another great way to also reach me is on LinkedIn. I'm very active. I'm very available. You can just simply either send me a message or ask to be a friend. I'm very ready and looking forward to that connection. And lastly, for some of the other folks who might be on different platforms, on any platform you might be it Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, if you just look for at Dr. Flo Falai, just my name with the at sign, you'll find me, and I look forward to having conversation, being engaged, and answering questions if there are any that people might have for me.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And if you're watching and listening at this stage, click on the like button, share with your friends, because you know you have a handful of them who could actually use this service. And we'll see you at the next episode of Thought of Your Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now. Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought of Your Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is one of my long-term friends, author Linnea Hagen, who is a best-selling author, international speaker, high ground leadership consultant, radio host, and success strategist. Her mission is to build profits, productivity, and people by building organizations that inspire the soul. Linnea, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's great. It's great to have you. Hey, could you tell me, what is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
My customers are businesses of $20 million or less that are stuck.
Such a simple, given that the title of your book is Stuckness, at least the one you did with us, makes a lot of sense. So think about this, guys. If you have a company that's between probably more than a dollar, so let's say 100,000 and 20 million, and you're stuck somewhere, and there's so many different levels of stuck, that's an interesting place to play. And I can imagine all these things you might do. Linnea, tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Actually, what I do, I provide clarity and guidance and a kick in the butt and support for people to move forward and get out of their own way, and also strategies for business.
Got it. So is it typically one-on-one consulting, or their courses? How do you implement?
I'm not doing courses. I used to do that. I do one-on-one coaching normally with the leader, or sometimes with their managers who he or she wants to groom into being leaders.
Got it. Okay. So when people find out about you, the real way to execute is that you, typically in person. I suppose you could do Zoom too, but it's that one-on-one with the individual or the group of managers that work for the leader.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. And tell me a little bit more about your credibility. How do you have credibility to do this?
Oh my goodness. As we discussed, I'm a lifelong learner. And so I have 4 degrees, 7 coaching certificates, and I have authored books on human empowerment, that type of thing. I started coaching and consulting with large corporations, global corporations, over 30 years ago. And I started my own business 18 years ago. I started working with smaller businesses because it's a lot easier to turn a rowboat around than it is to turn the Titanic. So
And we know how that one turned out. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, yes. I've written books on this. I have spoken internationally, and I've been told how I changed lives and changed businesses. Mm. And that to me is the thing that means the most and means the most to my clients, because my job is to really help them achieve what they most want in life.
That's actually my favorite when I'm thinking about credibility. And as you and I had in the green room conversation, you're thinking, wow, there was all these different customer testimonials and this one and that one. And that's not really how you answer the question, but that is kind of the answer, is how many lives have you changed? I really appreciate that.
Yes.
How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh, a number of ways. I do use LinkedIn. I love sharing what other people post, because I love to learn and it helps me grow, and I want to help others as well. I do a lot of public speaking. I love teaching. I've even taught at a business university in France, and I've taught on cruise ships.
Did you speak French when you did that?
Actually, no. The business communities are actually English speaking.
Got it.
Although I do speak a little French, but not enough to cover the gamut of what you need.
If you said yes, I was going to say, oh man, that's really impressive. Okay.
I have a facility with languages, but not to that extent. And of course, you know, my books, I had my own live talk radio show called Abundance Leadership that was about advanced leadership skills, and had the opportunity and a joy. It was the most fun thing I have ever done, speaking with some of the top leadership scholars in the world, a lot of authors, of course, and I'm going to brag because it was the number one new radio program for the network. It was on.
Beautiful.
And it got great ratings, and so I was really, really proud of that. But it was a wonderful learning experience for me, and I have taken a lot of that and able to bring it forward to the work that I do.
Yeah, it's a lot of the people I'm getting is they're the PhDs in the School of Hard Knocks. Yeah, although you've got a lot of degrees and coaching certificates, impressive. Some of their continual learning is actually doing what you did, because you get to meet, as in podcast, so many uniquely interesting people, for instance, like you, for me. So listen, if you're in a company that's less than 20 million and you're stuck in a variety of different ways, and those are words that come to your mind, you could say hit the wall, or been at the same revenue level, or been at the same low level of engagement, just whatever that is. You're going to want to reach out to Linnea Hagen. Linnea, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, they can reach me on my cell phone if they want to give me a call. That's area code 408-505-0631. Or they're welcome to text me. I'm very available, very open. Linnea@abundancecoaching.net works. And my name is Lynnea, as people can see on the screen. And that's probably the best ways. You can check my website. I have a new website called theabundancecompany.com.
Got it. Well, thank you. And of course, I think I pronounce your name wrong every time, but thanks for not being mad at me. And I appreciate you sharing your credibility.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Those watching, those listening, click on the like button. Share Linnea's episode, because it's worth sharing with those that need to hear it, need to see it. And we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now. This is Mitchell Levy, the AHA guy from AHA That. To learn more about Thought Leader Life, go to thoughtleaderlife.com. And to learn more about creating and sharing your AHA moments, go to ahathat.com/author, where you can also find a link to book a strategy call.
You've been listening to C-Suite Radio. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.